Hello and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is Ken Goodman, and we are broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Thanks for joining us today. It is good to be in the studio today with Evan Smedley. What is going on, Evan?
Not too much. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm fantastic. I just came back from vacation. Not to rub it in or anything. But so Evan, by the way, Evan is the store manager here at Ouachita Outdoor Outfitters.
Correct.
Is that
correct.
It?
Yes, sir.
So the acronym is OOO or OOH.
Or triple O.
Triple O.
We get a lot of triple O's.
Triple O. Got it. And by the way, Outdoor Outfitters, you're outfitting people to get outdoors.
Correct.
All right.
Correct in many different
All
ways.
All things outdoors. All right. And you know, Hot Springs is the outdoor place, man.
It is.
Right?
It is. We're right here on the gateway of the Ouachita. It's pretty much anything west of us. There's not really another big city. So people come through Hot Springs, get stuff from the shop, and then head out in the woods.
That is we are the gateway to the Ouachita. That's a great way to put it.
Yep.
And by the way, you don't even have to go far to be in the great outdoors here in Hot Springs. We have these great trails these days.
Yep.
We got, a national park is for walking, right? So, but Evan, tell me more about the outfitting. You're outfitting people to be prepared.
Correct.
Is that the whole idea?
Yeah. So the few different things we do. We outfit people with like hiking backpacks. So people that are going backpacking on multiple day trips. So we've got all the gear for that, the tents, the stoves, the sleeping pads, and then we size you to a certain size pack.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Another thing we outfit people with is fly rods. So we can get you ready.
Fly fishing. Come on.
Okay. So we can get you ready to walk out the door and be able to fish. Both me and Hal that are on staff, that's all we do when we're not in the shop.
Yeah.
So we're very knowledgeable on the fly fishing.
Oh, so you like to go fishing, do you?
All the time. All the time.
Hey, I was asking folks before we started here, I was asking Evan if he was an Arkansas guy. You in fact are. You grew up here in Arkansas. Your family was doing the whole outdoors things, right?
Yes, sir. Devil's Den, Lake Ouachita State Park.
Yeah. Man, you just grew up in it.
I grew up in it. I have no complaints. I love the state of Arkansas.
So, okay, but real quick, back to fly fishing. That's kind of an art. I mean, if I showed up, are you going to show me how to do that?
We'll take you out in the parking lot and let you whip it around, man.
Come on, okay.
Yeah. A
little parking lot.
And we're not far from Family Park, so if people really want lessons, we actually take people up to Family Park and let them.
Nice, right there in that little pond.
Yeah. There's a little flat spot up there that's perfect for beginners, so you're not popping each other. Because that happens a lot. You got to be very patient as a beginner with fly fishing.
Evan Smedley with Ouachita Outdoor Outfitters.
Correct.
Ooh. Triple O. Now, if I'm in the parking lot though, and I catch something, can you get that off the hook for me?
You can take the fly rod home for free if you catch something in the parking lot.
gotcha. Now, Evan just celebrated the big 3-0 last week.
I did.
So happy birthday. Did anyone get you some fishing equipment?
Nope, good food.
Oh, just some good food is always a good. Okay. Yep. All right. I gotcha. Hey, so the store itself though, where are you located?
We're on 112 Black Hawk Lane. It's over off Airport Road. If you get off the bypass, there's a Valero station. We're right above that Valero station.
There we go. Yes, a little bit up on the hill.
We're kind of hidden up there. You can't see us at the stoplight of the bypass, but once you get off and see a Valero, we're right above it.
Yeah. And Black Hawk Lane, is there a sign, like a street sign?
Yep, and then it says Black Hawk Lane.
Boom, right up the hill.
Yep.
Okay. All right, now, you've been with the store a good number of years already.
Yep, seven going on 8 years now.
Okay. But you're not the guy that started the thing. Tell us about him.
Don Jackson. Don Jackson was a respiratory therapist for probably 10 or 15 years. And then when he was in his late 40s, he saw Arkansas, or this area, needed a premier outdoor shop.
Mm-hmm.
So he started this shop 25 years ago, and he's built it from the ground up.
Wow.
Everything about that shop screams Don.
Yeah.
We still get people coming to the shop, you know, where's Don? Where's Don?
Uh-huh.
But he's still owner, and big birthday coming up for us.
Yeah, so 25 years. So you guys got some, you're going to put up some balloons and stuff next week?
Maybe. We'll definitely, you know, we usually grill out. We'll do wings or burgers or something like that.
Well, now, wait a minute. Oh, hold on. Folks, he's talking food. Why don't we go check out the store, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then we always do a Christmas Eve party, too. We'll have eggnog and some fun cookies and chips and stuff like that.
Okay. Can if folks drink the eggnog, are they able to drive home?
Bring a significant other.
Bring her.
I believe it's Monday.
Wow. Okay. So 25 years in business. Don Jackson is Big Daddy Don, huh?
Big Daddy Don.
Well, that is so cool because this is not a chain. This is his dream.
Exactly.
And man, he's outfitting folks to get out into the outdoors. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was perusing the website. You got kayaks?
We got a lot of kayaks. So that's another thing we outfit in is we can get people set up completely in a kayak to go out the door and hit the water.
Yeah. So you're not just trails or you're on the land, you're on the water.
Yep.
The camping stuff, you mentioned the camping stuff, right?
Yep.
So everyone listening who says, I'm not an expert, you don't gotta be an expert. Go see Evan, right?
We are the experts.
You're the expert.
We live and breathe the stuff that's inside our shop. If we are not in that shop, we are out doing the things that we are selling and trying to get you into.
Gotcha, yeah.
So we've got suggestions out the wazoo.
Yeah.
If it doesn't matter if it's water, trail, or a hike, I mean, we got you.
Yep. I was asking Evan's artist, like, you grew up, your family was on the road camping, you say?
Yeah, we grew up going out in the pop-up camper.
Mm-hmm.
We would do 2 weeks with my mom's side, 2 weeks with my dad's side during the summer. So that's about a month of my summer was out camping.
Sweet.
And I loved it.
Yeah, man. You have found the job for yourself.
I know.
This is a great spot.
Dream come true for
man,
me.
So what about, I briefly mentioned the website. Are we spelling out the name of the store.com? I mean, what's the website?
It's Ouachita Outdoors. That's outdoors with the S at .com.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
And Ouachita can be tricky to spell.
Yes. We get a lot of Ouachitas. It is not Ouachita. It is Ouachita. It's like W-A, but it's O-U-A-C-H-I-T-A.
O-U-A-C-H-I-T-A.
Yep.
Now, I happen to know how to spell that because I went to college across from that particular university.
Okay, you're ready.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm ready.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Man, we might have graduated the same year, 94?
2011. No, 2015, excuse me. 2015? 2015.
That is way beyond when I graduated. Okay, so what did you major in, Evan?
I majored in business and teaching. So I have my teaching degree.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, okay, so business. There you go. Yeah.
But I had found this job before I finished my degree, and when I finished it, I was like, you know what? I'm going to stay with this as long as I can.
You've already found where you fit.
Right.
That is great. Back to what you provide. We talk about kayaks. Do you strap it to the top of someone's car?
I mean, oh, yeah.
We'll
show you how to load and unload it. We also sell the racks that people put on top of vehicles.
Uh-huh.
And so we install all that type of stuff too.
Yeah. Well, so Hot Springs has got a lot of trails, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even have to go far if we want to get onto the trail. Now, if someone wants to go and explore, like, they're like, oh man, I've lived this long and I've really never gone hiking. What's your advice?
I always like to send people out to Lake Ouachita. Lake Ouachita is the biggest lake in Arkansas, one of the cleanest lakes in America. And so from where our shop's at, you can head up to Caddo Bend Trail, which is about a four-mile loop that's on a peninsula on Lake Ouachita.
Mm.
So it's very beginner-friendly. You're doing a loop. You're on the water's edge the entire time. So I always suggest up there, but then there's all those trails that are down on West Mountain that are in town.
Oh, yeah.
They're nice and easy where you can kind of pop out. Go down to Superior, get a beer, and then jump back on the trail. So it makes it fun.
You mean a chug of nice water?
Yes,
probably what you meant.
Cold water.
Evan Smedley. Hey, where are you from, by the way?
I I was born in Little Rock, but I claim Hot Springs.
Little Rock. Okay. And what was the thing about Northwest Arkansas earlier?
I lived in Van Buren because of my dad's job for probably 4 or 5 years.
Okay. Very good.
That was a long time ago.
I was telling Evan, I'm an Arkansas guy, but Dad joined the Air Force. So off we went into the wild blue yonder, you know. And I sometimes was just places where I didn't have the chance to go, you know, where there's beautiful hills and trails and but Arkansas and even Hot Springs, we got a gem of a outdoor state here, don't we?
Yep. Wow. From trails, we've got 3 or 4 big lakes within a 45-minute drive of us. Mm-hmm. The Walton family is pumping all that money down here to build trails. So, I mean, it's an outdoor mecca down here, honestly.
Yeah, man. So get outdoors. The benefits, it's not just for fun. It's healthy.
Right?
I mean, I'm looking at Evan. He's like a specimen of health here.
Not after Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. We don't want to talk about that. But it is healthy. It's get your fresh air. Get your exercise.
Tune in to Checked Out, the Garland County Library's new podcast, every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
Hey, what else at the store? I saw something on the website, paddle boards, or is that right?
Yeah, so we both rent and sell stand-up paddle boards.
Okay.
For people that don't know, it's like a big giant surfboard. You get out on the flat water, you stand up, and then you actually have a real long paddle that you use to paddle in the calm waters. Okay. But we also sell the whitewater ones. People actually whitewater down on a stand-up paddleboard.
What?
An inflatable.
They stand board. Through the whitewaters?
Yep.
I have been, this is when I was a kid, but or a teenager, whitewater rafting, I can't imagine standing on something trying to.
It's sketchy.
Have you done this?
I've attempted and then ended up just kind of mostly taking it, going down on the knees. While
Hang on.
Yeah, it's a leg burn for sure.
So it sounds like adrenaline seekers.
It is.
Speaking of, so at the store, you got everything from beginners to the adrenaline seekers?
Correct.
You can help?
I can help.
The entire range.
Gotcha.
Hey, what hours are the stores open?
We are 9 to 6 Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 on Saturday.
9 to 6 Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 Saturday?
Correct. Closed on Sunday.
Closed on Sunday. 9 to 5 on Saturday, so you can get out of there and go fishing? Is that what you...
Yeah, or just plan my fishing trip for Sunday.
There you go. Well, what about your store? Did you say you rent and sell?
We rent and sell. So we rent out recreational kayaks, mm-hmm. both a single and a double, and then we have fishing kayaks we rent out, and then we have the stand-up paddle boards.
Wait a minute, fishing kayaks?
Fishing kayaks.
Now, how is that different than a...
So it's going to have a more comfortable seat. For the most part, you'll be able to stand up in that kayak, and then it'll have places for you to put rods, much more storage, stuff to put your rod tips.
Okay.
So it's just built
okay.
for the fisherman, where the wreck is much more basis. You're not going to be standing up. It's made to cruise.
It's made to just sit there and paddle. And,
yep.
Yeah, gotcha. Now, I'm not a weightlifter. Do you have to be in super shape to go kayaking?
No, we'll load it up if you come up to the shop. The cool thing about us is we do deliver. So
if you're
staying at an Airbnb here in town, you can pay an extra $40. We'll load it up, and we'll actually bring it to you and put it down at the dock for you.
Nice. So we talked about the website, which is WashitaOutdoors.com. Washita Outdoors.
Correct.
WashitaOutdoors.com. Folks may have a pen or a pencil. Let's tell them a phone number. You got it?
Yeah. Phone number is 501-767-1373.
Say it one more time.
501-767-1373.
Now say it backwards. No, I'm just kidding.
I would have.
Evan Smedley, well, you came aboard, you say, 7 or 8 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And you live and breathe this stuff.
Yes.
Okay? Now, a lot of our listeners may not. What if they're intimidated?
I think you just got to poke your head in the shop.
Okay, there we go.
I think that is a little intimidating. We're going to carry higher quality gear, so it is going to be a little more expensive. But I think talking with someone that knows what they're talking about, you can really gear if it's something that you want to start getting into.
Yeah, well, you guys know what you're doing, first of all. I mean, you personally grew up in it. This is Don's, you know, Don's passion and his dream. So you got the know-how, you got the stuff. So we're saying don't be intimidated.
Don't be intimidated.
Come by the store.
I would say most of the people that are coming in are beginners in the stuff that they're doing.
Oh, that's good. See,
and
that's good.
They're just using us to kind of pave them the way and don't go this way. You need to try this out kind of deal.
Yeah, absolutely. So now, folks, I'm sitting here across from Evan. He's not intimidating himself. You're a friendly guy, right?
I'm decent.
He's even a good hugger. No, I haven't hugged him yet. These are some local folks. This is Hot Springs. This is Arkansas people. Go check out the store to just start exploring. I would say.
Yep.
Yeah. And again, right off the bypass, Black Hawk, right by that Valero.
Yep.
We're going a little bit up the hill. Boom! You're right there. What else can you say? Tell us, I want to know about you, Evan. Have you been fishing lately?
I try to fish twice a week.
Whoa! That is lately.
So I float out of a raft. I actually have my own guide company, Washita Fly Anglers. But we take people out for smallmouth bass. But I'm going out two times a week at least, and we're floating either the Washita, the Caddo, the Saline, and I've got a buddy that we set a 30-minute timer. I row for 30 minutes. He fishes for 30 minutes. And when it's done, we flip.
Oh, that's perfect.
So I feel like I know every nook, cranny, boulder, tree down in the river on all of those.
So you know where the fish hang out.
I do. I believe so.
Uh-huh. Hey, tell us your top three great fishing spots. No, I'm just kidding. when you're, I think I've read this one time about deep sea fishermen. Wait, what's the word? Fishermen? They don't give up their hot spots, you know, those, especially if you're a guide.
Right.
Oh, man.
And especially a river, it's very, doesn't take much for you to look in the background and kind of be like, I know where that guy's at.
Oh, okay.
So you definitely have to kind of be sneaky.
Well, that's cool. But you do have your favorite spot.
Yes, I do.
Man, okay, now, let's say I'm going fishing. And I just don't like to hook the worm. Can you do that for me?
So we are all fly fishing. And with fly fishing, worm is actually a fake little
it's
yarn.
Fake. There we go.
So it's already on there. So if that's your problem, then fly fishing is probably your thing to do. No baiting anything.
Yeah,
and you release the fish.
No, but get this, Evan. I don't want to have to work hard to get the fish off the hook either. So now, can you do that for me?
You need to bring a buddy, it sounds
like. Maybe bring a buddy. Or maybe I should just go paddleboarding.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
So paddleboarding, kayaking, fishing, hiking. What have we missed anything at all?
Fly tying.
So we've
got all the materials up there.
So the art of?
Of fly tying.
Wow.
We usually have classes monthly. We've not done that here in the past, but I believe at the start of the year we will start.
Crank that up.
That back up. And so it's usually a free thing, pizza, fly tying at, you know, at 6 o'clock on a Tuesday or something like that.
Wow.
So we have all that, but then a lot of people that don't fly fish, like your crappie fishermen and stuff like that, will come in and buy the bucktail to buy their jigs and streamers.
Well, see, now you just delved off into Greek. So buy the bucktail. What?
A bucktail.
A buck?
A buck's tail.
A deer's tail?
A deer's tail is a very common in fly fishing.
What?
You use the cut and you can tie these big streamers, which is like a big minnow imitation or a small fish.
Okay,
they
folks.
They usually do it like a jig.
This is getting more and more fun. So can I find out all of this information on your website?
You can find my dealers on the website. And then on our Google page, you should be able to see what we have in stock at the store.
Okay. So we can, if you don't remember the website, you can Google, you say?
Yes.
Washita Outdoor
Outfitters.
Outfitters.
We should pop up, be at the very top.
I think you ought to use 000 as a website.
I love it. We have a shirt that says 000 on it. That's it.
There you go.
A lot of people are like,
You know what? We just came through COVID, which was a huge time to be outdoors and,
yes.
And you know, away from people. But it's always a great idea. And we live in a beautiful state. We have a beautiful, you know, city with amazing trails and lakes and rivers and things. Why not visit the man, Evan Smedley, down at Washita Outdoor Outfitters?
Come on, I'd love to see you.
All right.
Just show you the stuff.
Now, are you there 6 days a week?
I am there 5 days a week.
Five days, okay.
I take a day to fish.
Well, that's nice of them to let you have a couple of days off.
Yep. Yeah. Usually the off day, usually in the middle of the week. So.
Yeah. Well, Evan, it's been great talking to you. We're just encouraging folks, our listeners, now more than ever, is if you haven't started, why not today?
Correct.
Right. Folks, it's been good to have you back with us here at the Behind the Business. Hey, Evan, thank you for joining us today in the studio.
I appreciate you having me, man.
Can't wait to get out and have some fun with it. Washita Outdoor Outfitters. WashitaOutdoors.com. Wait, is it Outdoors?
Outdoors with an S.
With an S. WashitaOutdoors.com. And again, if you don't remember how to spell it or don't remember the website, Google and you'll get there. Come down and visit the store, Blackhawk Lane, right off the bypass at Airport Road. Boom, right up the hill.
Right up the hill.
All right. Well, we'll see you on the trail or on the lake, Evan.
Yes, sir.
Right on. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. I'm Ken Goodman. Thanks for listening.